Just to update on the injuries, Demaryius, as I mentioned last night, he did leave the game momentarily, came back and played. He's being evaluated. Doesn't appear to be anything real serious. Hopefully he'll be ready Monday when we reconvene.
Demaryius has obviously had an injury history, and he's gotten banged up a couple times this year, but are you pleased with his ability to bounce back so far and stay in games?
Yeah, I think just in the time I've been here, going all the way back to last year, he had a couple issues, one in the offseason, once when he finally got healthy back on the field with the finger. Since then, knock on wood, he's stayed healthy and been very, very productive, both, when he got on the field a year ago and then obviously this year, with his numbers and those types of things. I think it's a pretty good indicator he's working very hard to become the best he can be.
Your offense had a few rushers come clean in the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense is doing something you haven't seen them do leading up to the game, or is that just an in-game thing?
Some of it's communication. Obviously, the communication's a little more difficult on the road than it is at home. We're kind of growing in some of the things we're doing to combat some of the things people are doing against us. On a couple occasions there, I know on the interception, that wasn't a lack of communication as much as it was just technique-wise, and Peyton was definitely hit, prior to that throw. But a couple other issues during the game that you might be referring to were just miscommunications, and we didn't execute as well as we needed to.
I know you don't want to settle for field goals, but was it maybe a good thing for Matt to go out there and bang all those in?
Well, I did mention to him after the game that I might not have to answer any more questions about that. So, being 4-for-4, no, I'm just teasing you. But it was obviously good because he was 100%, and they were shorter ones, and it had actually been mentioned that maybe we should back up to kick some, but he actually did very well.
John, there were reports that you text Butch Jones about the CU.
Yeah, some people involved in that were friends of mine and asked me to do that, and I just told them the truth. It's a great place to live. I'm a newcomer to Colorado. I know the fans here are great. I haven't been to Boulder a million times, but just relating it to Denver, I think it's a great football state, and I've been very impressed. Great place to live, and that's basically what I shared.
You're not going to take the CU job, though.
No, I've got the Denver Bronco job.
John, your team's not hitting on all cylinders, and Peyton and others talk about how, well, maybe that's a bright side to that, a silver lining, in that it kind of keeps you on point going forward. Even though you're winning, you can't rest on anything. What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, I think, it's hard for any team to run on all cylinders. Everybody looks for that perfect game. You prepare for that perfect game, no matter what phase it is of the game. Very seldom do you reach that. And, I think it's, we still need to get better. And our guys have that mindset. We as a staff have that mindset. And, we'll see where it takes us. I know coming back, after this little break, we're playing a very good team in Baltimore. It'll be a good measuring stick where we are.
Ray Lewis is obviously a Hall of Fame player, but is he still at the level where you have to literally game plan for him like you used to 5 years ago, 4 years ago?
They whipped up on us pretty good way back in 2000 in a Super Bowl. And so, I got to be honest with you, I've not dug into where he is right at this moment in his career. But there's probably not a more respected guy in the league, whether, really offensively or defensively. So, I know the emotional leader he is. I know what he brings to the table, as a player and as a person. So, I know he's got my utmost respect.
So with all that, it'd probably be pretty good if he doesn't play.
I got to worry about what we're doing. So I wouldn't wish anything on anybody bad.
Now that you had a chance to watch film, what did you think of No'Shawn's game?
Very good. I think he's, we expected it. We knew the kind of player he was, even from looks at last year. And, he was very patient for his opportunity, and he's making the most of it. And I thought he ran the ball very physical, very smart. He protected well. So all in all, I think he had a winning performance.
What's he doing differently that's making him successful?
Yeah, I don't know. He just got the opportunity. You know, it's hard to do really well when you don't have a uniform, and that wasn't all his fault. So, you know, times he played last year, you know, I'm just talking about since I've been here, you know, he was productive. In fact, the game he got injured in Kansas City a year ago, you know, he was off to probably one of his more productive days. And really, you know, then there was this year, you know, since the first couple games, and that he's been active, I think he's done outstanding.
Was sitting Wesley and Chris more a factor playing Thursday night and not getting full time?
You know, I think obviously if it was, you know, more time to recover, we would have more of an opportunity. I can't, you know, hindsight or, you know, predicting, I don't know how that would have worked out. But, you know, I know they weren't able to go, and, you know, we're never going to do anything to harm a player or put him in harm's way. So we deactivated him, and we'll see where that comes, you know, next week.
These Thursday games looking like they're going to be a regular thing now instead of just Thanksgiving. But do you have any feelings about how you are doing the work up to it? Will you change anything for next year? Or what?
Not really. I thought we had a good plan. I think our staff and players executed the plan. And, you know, anytime you can get out with a W, you know, it's better than the alternative. So, you know, what we change and move forward, I don't know. I know we don't have any more this year. So that'll be a next year issue.